Okay, so what was the SOS emergency? Why do you have to call me so late at night? You made it sound serious, so it better be good. I had to pause Grey's Anatomy for this. Okay, relax, jeez. Someone's a little excited. Okay. So you've been talking to a girl. All right. And you guys met on what, Hinge? Oh, what did I tell you about these dating apps? Come on, you will meet some lunatics on there. Seriously, they're not worth it. I know you've been trying to find somebody. I know, trying to put yourself out there, but I don't think dating apps are the way to do it. Fine. So tell me about this girl. You guys have been talking and you planned a date? I see. Well, why didn't you tell me about her sooner? You were waiting for the right time. Okay, so why do you need me? I mean, you told me I'm happy for you, but why do you need my help? You haven't been on a date in years? Okay, but you've been on a date. And you've been in relationships, right? Not a lot. I mean, yeah, I don't really. I don't hear you talk to a lot of people, so the fact that you are, it's a little new. I need to adjust to that. So what? You're nervous that you're not gonna be a good date? Because you will. You're amazing. You're funny, you're charming, you dress really nicely, and you have an amazing personality. What are you worried about? Besides, you two have been talking. She kind of knows a little bit more about you, so what exactly are you worried about? That you're not gonna know how to flirt? What? That's ridiculous. Do you hear yourself? Who doesn't know how to flirt? I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to laugh at you. I'm just. You're being serious? You actually want me to show you how to flirt? Okay, I mean. Yeah, I can see why you'd be freaking out a little bit. You haven't done this in a while, and you want to make sure that you don't mess up. I understand. We both know that I have a lot of experience with this stuff, and I know what girls like since I'm a girl myself, so. I mean, lucky you. You're lucky you have me as your roommate. Truly, what will you ever do without me? Okay, I'm done. Let's be serious. You want me to show you how to flirt and how to wow her and make her drop her pants, apparently. Okay, let's not go there just yet. I mean, it's too soon, isn't it? Yeah, and you like to take things a little bit slow. Okay, so tell me a little bit about this girl. Does she have a lot of experience? Has she been on a lot of dates? She just got out of a relationship? Are you crazy? You know you could be a rebound, right? Do you want to be a rebound? So why are you going out with her? Babe, no, that's not true. I'm really happy for you. I'm your roommate. I'm your friend. Of course I'm happy for you. And I want you to find the person for you, but someone that just got out of a relationship, I mean. Fine. If you're so sure. I'm not gonna question you. You're an adult. I'm sure you know what you're doing. So, what are you doing? You're going for dinner? Where are you guys going? What? I'm curious. I'm not gonna stalk you. I'm not. Unless you want me to. I'm joking. I'm not gonna do that. I'm just curious. Like, what's the atmosphere? What's the mood? Is it romantic? Is it casual? Okay, not bad. So you're gonna be dressed a little dressier. Okay. So let's pretend that we're on a date. All right, I'm your date. Pretend that I'm her. This table is where you're sitting. These cups are food. Go ahead. Show me what you would do. I'm being serious. Show me what you'd do right now. Pretend I'm wearing this beautiful flowy red dress with some cleavage showing in my hair, all blown out. What? You are horrible at this. Are you serious? That's what you're gonna say. Yeah, that's one way to turn her off you. No, that's not what you're gonna say. Alright, look at me. Let's be serious here. Look at me. What you're gonna do is you're gonna look at her and you're gonna be like, that dress looks so beautiful on you. The color is just perfect. It's making your skin glow. And your hair looks so nice. Stare into her eyes. Yep, just like that. Stare into my eyes. That's perfect. Yeah. You're staring a little too hard there, but I think you're gonna do just fine. Stare in her eyes and tell her you have beautiful eyes, and then slowly kind of like rub your hand against hers. Don't touch her hand immediately because you want to keep things a little lighthearted and slow. So just kind of rub up against it, you know, just a little touchy, whatever. Make her know that you are physically attracted to her and that you want to be close. She will love that. Believe me, she's going to want to marry you on the spot. What if she's not wearing a dress? Oh, this is going to be a lot harder than I thought. The point is, just compliment what she's wearing. Compliment the color or her physique. It seriously can't be that hard. Why are you still staring into my eyes like I'm literally your date? We're just practicing here. Okay. So you're worried that the date's gonna be a little awkward and you're not gonna know what to say? Alright, well, go ahead. Ask me some questions. I want to see how you're going to do. Pretend that it got a little too quiet and you want to start some kind of conversation. What would you say? That is most definitely not what you're going to say. Okay, are you playing with me or is this literally how you're going to act on your date? Are you just nervous around me? What is that? What's going on? What do you mean I'm staring at you intently? Of course I am. I'm your date. Maybe we're pretending, but let's pretend like we're not pretending. Does that make sense? Yeah, let's do that. So think of another question, one that's not going to make me want to rip my hair out. Okay, that's not so bad. Maybe you can do something like, or you can say something like, oh, I'm really enjoying this date. You know, I'm looking forward to taking you out some more. Kind of plan these cute dates, you know, say, oh, I can't wait to take you bowling, or I want to take you to this beautiful spot that I know. You know what I mean? Make her know that you're interested and that you want to keep things going and that you are envisioning a future with her. Maybe a little forward, but I think she'll like that. Personally, me, I would love that. You know, it's nice to know that the person you're with actually likes you, and they're letting you know out loud. Okay. Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. You're getting the hang of this. Wow, see, you don't even need my help anymore. You are just amazing. Why are you so worried about this? You're overthinking it. You always do this. You overthink so many things. I promise it's gonna be okay. And she's so lucky that she's going out with you. You don't even have to try. You're just effortlessly funny. It's kind of hard not to fall in love with you. Maybe I am sweet talking you a little. Is it working? Is it making you regain your confidence? Because that's all I want. Okay. What else do you want to do? What else do you want to practice? Well, yeah. You can't be too touchy-feely on the first date, you know? You have to take things a little slow. But sit a little close to her. Make sure that your body language is showing that you do want her. And if the night ends with a kiss, if you feel like the vibe is there, make sure it's very nice and slow. You don't need me to practice kissing with you, do you? I think you've got that part figured out. Unless you want to. I mean, I'm a pretty good kisser. I'm just joking. Relax. If you feel like the kiss is there, then go for it. But if you feel like it's not the time, then I completely get it. Plus, you might not really like this girl when you actually meet her. No, of course not. I mean, I want things to work out for you. Trust me, I do. There's nothing I want more. I worry for you and I care about you a lot. I want to make sure that you're with someone that actually deserves you. That's all. How am I good at this? I wouldn't really say I'm good at this. I've just had a lot of experience. You know, I've had a lot of failed dates and a lot of good ones, but I've learned a lot from those dates. I've learned that holding eye contact is very important, but it's also good not to force it. Whenever someone's talking to you, you're supposed to look in their eyes and make them feel loved through the eye contact. Eyes say a lot, you know, they speak louder than the mouth. They're louder than words, is what I meant to say. So make sure you're looking at her and you're making her feel beautiful. Make sure you're complimenting her. And then maybe share the food with her, let her try what's in your plate. You know? I'm kind of jealous. I think you're going to have a great time. Whoever gets to go on a date with you is so lucky. Seriously. I would love to go on a date with you. Gosh, imagine I would have done that before I became your roommate. Where would we be now? Yeah, I guess. So when you get with someone and you love them, you want to marry them, does that mean you're no longer going to be my roommate? That's so sad to think about. I can't imagine living with someone else. Or on my own. You're like the best roommate I've ever had. And the best friend as well. I've gotten so close along the years. The least that I can do is help you out and make sure that your date goes amazingly. So come on, let's practice again. This time, no breaking character. I'm your date, you're my date. We're eating pasta or whatever's in front of us. Look into my eyes. Show me what you do. No, oh, thank you. That's a really nice shirt you're wearing. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, you're gonna scan my body like that. Yeah, I'm totally acting. This is just acting. Can I not look at you the same way? Well, I know that you're acting, but I don't know. It's just... Is it hot in here? I feel like it's kind of hot. Should we turn on the AC? Hmm? Shy? Being shy? No. Oh, I don't know what's gotten into me. Look, do you have to go on this date? I mean, like, genuinely. I don't know. I wouldn't say that I'm jealous because I'm your friend. I truly do want you to be happy, I think. Well, now that you're looking at me like that and telling me these things, I'm thinking about if it was actually me going out with you. You know? Knowing that you're going to be spending a lot of time with someone new, it makes me feel a little uneasy. I don't know. I don't want to ruin this for you. I think I'm going to go back to watching Grey's Anatomy. I wish you the best of luck in your date, and I think I've helped you enough, right? You don't need me anymore. Do I have something to say? Do you want me to say something? Are you expecting something out of me? Well, I've been thinking about telling you this for a while, but I didn't know how to go about it. I feel like it's too late now. I don't wanna. I feel like it's too late, you know? This isn't the right time to tell you, especially when you've already found someone else. I should have told you a lot sooner. But I just wasn't sure you felt that way about me. You know? You always treated me more like your sister and like your roommate. I feel like you never saw me as anything more than that. I've tried to. I flirted with you a lot. But you think that I flirt that way with everyone else, which I don't. I only flirt with you. Yeah, I don't know. I think you should go on the date. You know, because I don't want to be the reason you don't, and then you have that what if in the back of your head forever. But in the off chance that things might not go how you want them to, I'm here. Literally one door away. Yeah. Sounds good. Good night. And good luck. Make sure you text me and tell me how it goes. And if you need me to help you, just send another SOS and I'll be right on my way. Okay. Call me if you need me.